Well, Ben Fisher, how are things in Silver City?
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment between weather and lots of events and activities. But let's get to a news item from back in April. Maybe you can bring us up to date and provide some background information on the case of an officer back in April who murdered his girlfriend and then committed suicide.
Yes, Silver City Police Captain Mark Contreras on April 21st kind of shocked the whole community when news broke that he had murdered his ex-girlfriend and then turned the gun on himself. As time has gone on, we've broken a few stories on this. One being that he had threatened to do something very, very similar back in March. The department had been made aware of this, if not through official channels, and nothing was done. In fact, Contreras had been promoted soon after.
He was promoted soon after it was reported to the police chief that he had made threatening calls?
That he had abused this same woman and threatened.
Actual abuse, not threats.
Actual abuse, yes.
Okay. So what happened after that? He received a promotion?
Well, yes. Then captain had retired, and he was made acting captain. And so all of this ties into the recent updates, especially that her family, the victim's family, is now suing the Silver City Police Department and the Grant County Sheriff's Department in their roles in what happened that day and in the months prior.
Now, what role does the Sheriff's Department play in this?
Well, earlier on the day of the murder-suicide, Contreras had, begun his kind of acts of terror against a local doctor. He had gone to his home, threatened him in the morning. For that, he was issued a criminal trespass warning and eventually was put on administrative leave. But he then returned, at least was heading to that doctor's house again later in the day, just an hour before Ms. Bascom was murdered. And that home, the doctor's home, was out in the county jurisdiction, so the sheriff's department had been monitoring him throughout the day as well.
Now, what is the local police department saying about this lawsuit?
They have kept very silent about this. In May, when we reported on the warning the department had about Contreras, they couldn't speak because there was an active state police investigation. Now they're saying they cannot comment on anything because there's active litigation. So we're getting very little out of the department.
Well, let's move on to some good news for the Silver City Press. You have a new editor, somebody you are welcoming back into the community.
We are. It's Christine Steele, who was the editor of the Silver City Sun News up here for a number of years, is making her return to town, this time as the editor of our paper, the Daily Press.
Now, what role will she be playing, in addition to any other moves that the Silver City Press made?
She, she'll act as our in-house guide for the editorial department, but she's also, made a name for herself, especially in the community, for being, really, really closely connected to the to crime, to the judicial process. So I imagine she'll bring, extra expertise in that department.
Well, congratulations to Christine Steele, and welcome her back on behalf of KRWG.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Ben. Have a good day.
You too.